views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in, and thank you for watching as well. You might be on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page and watching the show, because we are now live on Facebook Live TV as well as on radio. So with this new month of June, let's get straight into looking at the energies that we will be affected by this month. Well, first of all, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, good fortune, and good luck, is finally moving forward this coming Friday, on June the 9th, and it will be opening up so many doors for many people and showing us how to step forward. Also, coupled with that, there's a wonderful new full moon, and these energies will be truly shining a light on the path for us to take to step onto and to shine brightly. Now, this week is a perfect time for making space in your life, for releasing something that may no longer serve you, and it's something that you no longer need. It's an opportunity with Jupiter and this full moon to let go of an aspect of yourself that you've outgrown. I've heard from so many clients, so many of my friends, that they're leaving jobs that don't honor them, that don't value them, that are leaving relationships that don't respect them and don't value them. They're leaving their locations, which feel like a coat which has grown too small for them, and as they are being urged to move to a different location, a different, perhaps a different house, a different state, a different country. So take all of this in note on this full moon. Please get ready to be transformed at a very deep level, and we will all be undergoing a process of metamorphosis, just like a butterfly. The shedding of the old will feel truly cathartic to many of us. And throughout this experience, remember to be compassionate with yourself. We're shedding old skins to reveal our bright new self underneath all of that. Now, the Posse of Angels are sharing with us that this month is definitely a month of rebirth and regeneration, as we're giving birth to something very new. They also want to know if we have faced our challenges and if we have finally let go of the illusion of separation from Source, and we are co-creating with Source. And by the way, illusion shows up in someone's life as lack, as scarcity, maybe as competition or fear or judgment. If we have truly let go of the illusions of separation, we will be winging our way to the fulfillment of our dreams. Also, a note that this month is a 7-month. Now, what does that mean? June, which is the 6th month, when added to 2017 numerically, it comes up to the number 7. And number 7 is a mystical number. It's a master number, and it's filled with all the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to manifest what we desire in the tangible world. Now, in the tarot, number 7 is and the major arcana cards is the Chariot. And the Chariot is all about the charioteer being recognized, being rewarded, being promoted for all of his victories, all of the things that he's brought forth and been diligent in attending to. And many of us have followed the voice of inspired action the last 2, 5, 10 years. And we didn't do it for money, and we certainly didn't do it for fame and success, but that is what's coming in for many of us, as we will see the rewards of that with June coming on and also going into the summer and also the fall months. For so long, the Posse of Angels have been, you know, squeaking and whispering in my ear, summer harvest for many of us. Now, they also want us to know that the only thing that could be stopping us from stepping into that spotlight for our rewards and our recognition, the only thing that could be stopping us now is ourselves. And with this new month of June, because the Posse of Angels choose a different theme for the programs each month, with this theme of regeneration and rebirth, we will be stepping into the title of the show today, which is Allowing God to be our compass. So with the theme of empowerment and believing in ourselves, let's see what they have to say today. You know, the power and the majesty of working with God and the angels has been my guiding light, pretty much my only compass for the past 14 years since I had my angelic walk-in experience in 2003. Now, as a child of God, I always know deep in my heart that God and my angelic family, who call themselves the Posse of Angels, they always have my back, and they're always answering my prayers, not only for the greatest good of myself, but for the greatest good of all concerned. Now, I really want you to take note of the last part of that sentence, the greatest good of all concerned. For when we intend for things to manifest in our lives and occur because we pray and we dream and we wish and we visualize, well, we normally focus on that which would be best for us. And when we do this, God and the angels hear our prayers, and they go off and they start working on organizing the coming together of opportunities and connections and people to bring about the fulfillment of our desires. But the Posse of Angels wants us to remind us that many of our prayers do not manifest instantly, because they are coordinating the connections and the people to work for the greatest good of all concerned. Now, the reason they do this is that the universe sees us all not as individuals, but as one humanity. And if something is beneficial for one, then it is beneficial for all concerned. In the poem, No Man is an Island by John Donne, it states, "No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." Now, knowing that no man or woman is an island and unto themselves, the Posse of Angels also wants us to realize that by seeing us as one big humanity, they see the enormous potential and the limitless possibilities that are created by helping each other to practice giving and also receiving. You know, everyone, on a previous Angel Healing House radio program, I had a caller that asked the Posse of Angels for advice, on whether she should ask for monetary assistance from her family as her funds were getting very low. She said that she hated asking for anything as she wanted to be independent and she wanted to do things all on her own. Well, firstly, I shared with her that we are not here in physical incarnations to do anything alone. As children of God, we are all here to coordinate our lives with God and the angels by first setting our intentions, our dreams and desires, and secondly, by allowing God to figure out how and when of our intentions happening, for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of others. I shared with her that just perhaps one of the lessons she connected with and she contracted was to be in this very situation. It's made her humbled, and it's opening her up to receive. By asking for assistance, she gives her family the opportunity to give to her and learn the lesson of giving. Now, one of the things that many people do when their finances get extremely stretched is that they see their abundance only in terms of money. What is very important to remember is that money is just one form of abundance and that we can open to receive from the universe. And how abundant is she that she's been blessed with people in her life who can help her financially? You know, when my husband Pete and I moved from Australia in 2008, we were told by God and the angels to come to the States in order for our dreams to come true. Now, at that time, my husband was just starting to get into the film industry. And what made logical and really rational sense was for him to connect and to go be a part of Fox Studios in Sydney, or perhaps Warner Brothers on the Gold Coast. But if there is one thing that I've learned by working with God and the angels is that the universe does not work out logically. So following God's directions, we stepped forward like two faithful children and didn't question his plan. And we arrived here 6 months before the recession officially hit. And yet, when we look back at those first 2 years that we were here, we can clearly see how God and the angels provided abundance for us in so many magical ways, and most of them were from people giving to us. These synchronicities would never have occurred if Pete and I had put conditions on the universe on how to give us abundance, and if we were not open to receive and allow God to be our compass. Now, here they come, chiming in, the Posse of Angels. They want us to be reminded that although each of us is a special, unique being, we're all part of one collective consciousness. On one hand, we have a very important puzzle piece to share with the world, but for the fulfillment of our dreams to come to fruition, we must open for the universe to send us help. And so often that does involve other people. You know, I recently had a former client reconnect with me, and she said, since we've had our sessions together, that she let go of trying to figure out the how and the when of life rationally and logically giving to her to fulfill her desires. Their whole life, her whole life had become easier and more free-flowing. Now, having completely changed her perception on pushing and dictating as to how life had to give to her, she opened to receive in God's absolutely infinite ways. And now she truly enjoys the journey of life as she watches the magical events that have occurred, as she surrenders all her expectations and attachments to outcomes. She explained how all the time that she formerly spent worrying and stressing and controlling that life was not happening to her specifications, well, it was now spent truly enjoying and being in absolute wonder how the universe continually co-created with her to answer her intentions, her wishes, and her dreams. And you know, everyone, the more we truly surrender and we let God and the angels be that only compass that we need as to how and when our wishes will be fulfilled, then it works out best, again, for the individual. It works out best for other people and the whole universe, as we are all energetically one. Personally, having devoted myself to live this way for the past 14 years, I have experienced such unexplained, illogical, irrational, seemingly miraculous synchronicities manifest to answer my prayers, and in ways that even the most creative and wildly imaginative scriptwriter could have written these things to happen. One of these examples was absolutely extraordinary. You know, everyone, years ago, in 2006, on a trip to Carmel, California, I ventured into a New Age shop and I had a reading with a lovely psychic. Now, this was 2006. I hadn't written one book then. I didn't have my radio program. She shared with me that I would be an author. She said that my books would be made into movies and that I would be doing lots and lots and lots of podcasts. And she said that the angels were saying that I would be doing something called radio, but not radio. Not knowing quite what that was, I waited for further signs. Well, for the next several years, through readings which I received from my friends as we swapped readings with each other, each one of them told me that their guide said that I would be doing radio, but not radio. And they couldn't give me any further explanation. Fast forward another 5 years later, when in 2011, when my Angel Healing House healing practice was very low on clients, I kept pleading and asking God and the angels repeatedly to send me more clients. And when I listened, crickets. The silence of the phone not ringing was deafening. And so one day I decided to absolutely let go of the frustration. And I simply said to God, okay, if you don't want to send me clients, show me how to be of best service and I will follow your direction, not mine. On January 2nd, I awoke to the posse of angels giving me a not so gentle nudge to go and connect with people on LinkedIn. So after I'd finished, I'd connected with many psychics, many clairvoyants, many mediums. And in the days to follow, the posse of angels said, okay, now we want you to pay for a psychic reading. At first, I balked at the suggestion, as I had lots of friends that I used to swap readings with. But the posse of angels were not only persistent, they were absolutely insistent for me to get a reading. Now, having made many new connections on LinkedIn, I filed through the connections and nobody was really floating my boat when suddenly I came across a gentleman by the name of psychic Jethro. Suddenly, I received shivers and tingles and goosebumps all over my body. So I decided this was the one, and I picked up the phone, and I called psychic Jethro, and immediately he picked up the phone. And when I asked him how much, you know, caught in my throat, but I asked him how much would it cost for a psychic reading, his reply was, "Whoa, look at all the angels around you. I have never seen anybody with that many angels. Hold on. My guides are saying you are one of them. You are an angel. I can't charge you for a reading. Hold on. They're also saying radio, but not radio. Do you know what that means?" He said, "I have a radio show. It's on in 3 days' time." "I know. Would you like to come on my radio program and do angel readings with me? I can take a caller and then you can take a caller. How would you like that?" I was stunned, but in being stunned, I heard myself saying yes. So in 3 days' time, I found myself on Psychic Jethro's program. He took a call, then I took a caller, and everyone, I was flying. This was what I was meant to be doing. The day after that, I booked my own Angel Healing House radio program every Tuesday, and the Posse of Angels told me that I was not to have any guests on my radio program, as it was only a platform to bring forth channeled messages and to take callers from all over the world. Now, I giggled, but in the past 6 years, almost 6 years that Angel Healing House has been on the radio, I've been able to help people, not just in a one-on-one session, but nationally and internationally, as I've received calls from places like Canada and India and Ireland and Jordan and Brazil and France and Italy, just to name a few places. And the funny thing about following God's compass as to what I should do instead of what I thought I should do, abundance started to find me in the most extraordinary of ways to foster and support me in what I was divinely meant to do. You know, it reminded me of all the times when I asked God and God to send me more clients, and the Posse of Angels laughed and they delivered the message, "Go write another book." That's all they said, "Go write another book." So I was like a faithful child, and I allowed God to be my compass, and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. If I would have followed my own compass and would have touched the lives of my one-on-one clients, there's nothing wrong with that, but I would have limited my reach in getting these messages out to a wider audience and helping others. You know, by following that compass of God, I have had the opportunity to globally touch people's lives and take the Posse of Angels messages to the far corners of the globe. You know, through the global reach of Angel Healing House Radio and the many radio and TV interviews that I've been on who have directly found me through Angel Healing House Radio, I have been able to, as I said, touch so many more people. And I'm thrilled to announce that my books, Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, they are available now in 100 countries, including China and India and Italy and Germany and Russia and Brazil and Poland and South Korea, just to name a few. And it's with 30,000 wholesalers and retailers and booksellers in the UK, Canada, and Australia. Now, the only reason this happened, everyone, is because I allowed God to hold the pen in my hand, let him be the compass, and I gave over my will of dictating how the abundance should come in and what I was divinely meant to do. Once I did this, miracles happened. You know, everyone, one could truly say that I'm experiencing my own fairy tale because I've chosen to look at life for the past 14 years with the eyes of wonder and enchantment, belief, and miracles born of having faith in God and the angels. And by living this way, one truly reverts to experiencing life as a child of God and being taken care of, guided, and provided in so many ways that my limited human self couldn't see. In this way, I remain in complete alignment with opening to receive in His divine way that He wishes to fulfill my heartfelt desires. And having lived this way, again, for the past 14 years, I can tell you that it is truly heavenly. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to know that if we truly want our fairy tale to come true, we need to view the world through enchantment and wonder and to allow God to be our compass in life. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its home of Transformation Talk Radio, or you could be watching it on Facebook Live TV on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. When we come back from this break, we will be taking calls from callers for those free angel readings and bringing forth some channeled messages. So see you on the other side of this break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's Heaven-Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Huff. Thank you so much for listening in or watching on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page as we are live on Facebook Live TV. So let's get straight into those callers for that free angel reading with myself and the wonderful Posse of Angels. Our first caller is Dee Dee from L.A. Hi, Dee Dee. How are you today?
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. And what's going on in your life?
A lot. Or not a lot. I don't know how to explain it. I found you on one of the sites on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was a sign for me to call you.
How wonderful. There you go.
And I found that we have a connected friend somewhere nearby. But I wanted to, want to know, I've been doing a lot of work on myself. I've been feeling stuck for many years. Mm-hmm. I think what the problem is my parents' imprint of what my life should be. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to release or let go, or trying to find my true north, my true self, and I don't know where to begin, or what is starting new, because I don't know what it's supposed to feel like.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, the two words, and Dee Dee, by the way, when you started talking, all I could hear was applause. I heard applause, and I heard congratulations, and I'm getting shivers all over. Congratulations, Dee Dee, on taking inspired action to do the two words. It's not that you don't love your parents. It's that you're honoring and you're respecting yourself. You can no longer live somebody else's life for you. And when you understand this, and then you start to put closure, and you like I said, you still love your parents, but you let go of any guilt on living somebody else's life and not living up to anybody else's expectations. So that's the first thing that I heard. What that feels like is, when you're honoring and respecting yourself, it feels peaceful. It feels calm. It feels joyful. It feels like you're creative. And I just dropped a card, which could be very important. So let me bend down and get this card for you. Okay. Wonderful. The Six of Swords is the card of going from rough waters to smooth waters. That's what that card is. It's making movement towards that which makes your heart sing and makes you feel alive and not like you're living somebody else's life. So that was an important card to jump out. Okay. Now, what that looks like for you is different from everyone else. Relationships. We often get into relationships with our soulmates. Our soulmates are people from our soul group that come back time and time again. They play different roles in our lives. And a lot of times they push our buttons, they agitate, they irritate us in order to reflect something back inside. But we don't have to keep playing this game of agitation when we turn the mirror back on ourselves and we see that their reactions have really nothing to do with us. And then we start to bring closure on anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, guilt, or whatever that is. And once we do that, we're just peaceful and loving inside. So they want you to look at your relationships. If a relationship is not honoring and respectful for you, then you can limit the time that you have with them. This is more difficult if it's family, but then you can set up limits and boundaries and then not take on any guilt, because other people don't give us guilt. It's we that control our feelings, and we give us guilt. Look at all aspects of your life. Are you honoring and respecting your diet, your thoughts? Are you keeping them positive? Are you emotionally giving to yourself by allowing creative expression in your life? I mean, these are all things that I go through when I help people to, I call it exhuming the crypt, from finding out where these feelings of guilt are coming from to finally closing doors so that you can be proactive with your life and not come from a wounded self. Let's go to the cards and see what's coming in for Dee Dee. But they are congratulating you, because even though you haven't figured it all out yet, just knowing that it's time for you to release those things, bring them back full circle, is enormous, because you're conscious of it. The first card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Pentacles. Now, this is such a beautiful card. This lady is, actually, it's the fairy tarot deck, and she's sitting in a bird's nest, and she's knitting, and she's sitting with a bird, and there's some eggs there in a bird's nest, and they want you to know that it is time for you to fly the nest. Okay? It may be seeming to be safe and comfortable in this nest, maybe this family nest, but they want you to know that you have all the strength. They want you to know that you have all the resources and everything inside of you, and especially this month, Didi, it's a seven. We all get to work with the mystical, magical number of seven, and to manifest whatever we desire on the earth plane. So that's a great card, the Nine of Pentacles. It's a card of abundance. It's a card of prosperity and wealth. They said all you need to do is take inspired action to that which makes you joyful. It makes you enthusiastic, and it excites you. And every time the guilt might come up surrounding your parents and the imprint, what you can do is you can bless it, because you chose these parents. You chose these parents to play this contrasting role so that you would learn tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness. These are very difficult things to learn, and bless them, send them unconditional love and healing. The next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Pentacles. My gosh, this is really wonderful. These are all cards about you feeling abundant, about you feeling rich, and you feeling prosperous. And the next card that's coming out for you, and pull it from the bottom. The next card is coming out is the Three of Cups, which is the celebration card. You know, celebrate. Celebrate you. Celebrate not breaking away from your parents, but celebrate your independence of knowing that you're allowed. You're allowed to be joyful. You're allowed to have experiences that bring you so much exuberance and happiness, and you're just on the verge of that. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It is. He did validate a lot about relationships, because that's what I've been doing, is digging deep. I'm just grateful that they're willing to stick it out and help me work it through.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't really quite see the signs, because I'm just like, I have this horse blinds on, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to let it go, like try to like take it off. And
okay. So what they're suggesting for you to do, Dee Dee, is to stay in the present moment, ask, say, I'm not sure what this looks like yet. I'm anticipating and I'm getting excited about new horizons and new relationships and things. So I will, all I need to do is stay in the present moment. And if nothing, if no sign is being presented to me, then all I need to do is to be creative and go have fun and play. Because believe me, if God wants us to show, and the angels want to show us signs, they will show us a sign. Because it'll be divinely the right timing. So so that's all we need to do. If the sign hasn't been given to us yet, be creative, go have fun, and play.
So I did hear your story about the give and receive.
Yeah.
And that's one of my troubles, is receiving. So if I'm financially burdened, stuck, so that's like being creative and trying to find other things to be.
Yes, because abundance okay. comes in all forms. We can have abundance of health, of
right.
wealth, of love, and by creatively, you know, giving of ourselves, you know, so many people, you know, throughout the ages have said, you know, create something and then give it away. Create something and then give it away, mm-hmm. and then others benefit by it, and then it comes full circle, because when we give, that comes tenfold back to us. So, and have fun creating. They want you to have fun creating whatever this is. And you'll know this, because now you're open to receive this idea. I'm going to go on to the other caller. Thank you so much, Dee Dee, for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And what a great call that was to remind us of that giving and receiving. You know, when we aren't sure about the signs, you know, we're just a little bit fuzzy and we say, well, we haven't seen the signs yet. in that time, the Posse of Angels have always said to me, go be creative, go have fun, and go play. Because I feel so abundant when I'm doing that. And then the universe doesn't know the difference between money and those feelings of abundance. And then abundance comes in tenfold. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your life?
Well, I've been going through some physical stuff, and today I'm going to be getting a test on my sinuses, and for some reason, they're now starting to feel pressure, which I haven't had the pain from it, but I'm just curious as to what the angels are going to tell me about my health.
Okay. One of the reasons you're feeling pressure now is they're saying push comes to shove, and they're saying what you have relied on for many years as a default for possibly blaming or being a victim or finding fault is now coming under the microscope, and it's almost as if your body, which has relied on this as a default mechanism, is under the microscope and under the pressure to let go of it, because there are no more gray areas anymore in our lives. We cannot hold on to any relationships, any careers, any locations, anything that is not of the light and of the purest of intentions. So that pressure that you're feeling is that it is being taken out of your life, and that's why the pressure that you're feeling. So you're ready. They're saying you're more than ready to release that default, that mechanism, and to go beyond that. So that's a wonderful thing.
That's interesting that you say that, because last night I had a dialogue with my brother about the where this all started, and at his wife's memorial service, and I explained to him what happened, and he apologized and told me that I would never be sent out of the family or ostracized again, no matter what. He would never do that to me again. So it was pretty healing conversation last night with him about that.
Now I have,
for some reason, I'm you're telling me it's because now I actually have physical pain from the symptoms. I've turned into physical pain in my head, in my behind my skull, behind my eyes, behind my sinuses, and I haven't had that.
Well, you know, when you think of all the things that we have held on to for years and years and years that have been disparate energies to our pure, divine, eternal nature of bliss, of unconditional love, this heavenly feeling. If we've held on to any of these energies, it has to go somewhere in the physical body, and it has to show up in some way. And we are now going through a metamorphosis. So especially this full moon energy will be extremely healing. Since we're being pushed into alignment, finally. And what you're going through is you're now tending to old emotional wounds that have been hidden away for many, many years. And now they're coming to the surface. So bless it. Bless it and send the energies of gratitude and appreciation to it, because it's a monumental time on the planet. It truly is. And even the most squeaky clean of us, hello, are going through this, as I had a vicious flu last week, and I never get sick, and maybe I was transforming something which I didn't realize, or I was helping the planet to transform, I was helping others, but whatever it is, bless it, because we are now at a stage, we are crystallizing back to our angelic selves, and it's a wonderful thing They're showing, oh, Beth, isn't this sweet? They're showing me that you're a little lump of coal and that you're being pressurized to become the diamond that you were always meant to become. Oh, it's so sweet. Oh, they are so sweet. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card for you. Okay, there you go. In this deck, the Victorian fairy tarot is the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords, oh my gosh, they just can't wait to give you these messages. The Ace of Swords in this deck is, what do they call a stalactite? One of those frozen, points that are coming down. And it's saying it's melting anything away that is going to stop you from, oh, this is wonderful, from standing in the light and being recognized. This has to do with your books. This has to do with your books. This has to do with you speaking. This has to do with you shining your story out to the world. Oh, that's wonderful. And that things are melting away in order for you to do that. The next one is the King of Swords. This is another card about media. And they're specifically saying about TV, something to do with TV, something to do with interviews, something to do with speaking, and being that that authority on that communication, on your books. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Five of Spring, which is the Five of Wands. Some people say this is the card of combativeness or challenge, but in this case, the number five is the number of change. And what you're doing is you're changing into the person that you were always meant to be. Not really changing, but everything else is being taken away. All those masks, all those default programs, and everything so that you can now become the butterfly and through metamorphosis and being that shining light that you were always meant to be. One more card from the mystical tarot deck. Let's pull this one. Okay. And this one says, summon your courage and summon your self-confidence. And this has to do with you stepping up and being seen and telling your story. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Beth.
Oh, very helpful. Thank you so much, Angel.
Okay, I love you so much. You look after your beautiful self.
Thank you, sweetie. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. And thank you so much, Beth, because as I've said on Angel Healing House Radio many, many times, yes, these are all individual calls, but if you are listening in and the messages are meant for really, truly everyone, as we are all one, and many of us are feeling like we're under pressure to finally be true to ourselves and to release anything that is not within our highest good. Let's go to our next caller, Stephanie from New York. Let me just take a sip. Stephanie, you are on the line.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hello? I can. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good. How are you? I love that.
Good, thanks.
Because I've also been feeling stuff from older things. Today happens to be the anniversary of my surgery for ovarian cancer back in 2003. And I found myself, like, awake at maybe 2 in the morning. And I just, for some reason, I kept sort of, like, picturing myself afterwards when I was, you know, struggling to recover at home, alone, in an apartment. But, you know, it was a really hard, hard, hard time. And I just was, like, crying. And just sort of feeling, I think, some compassion for, you know, what I went through back then. But it caught me off guard about, you know, I don't normally cry or be woken up the night before. So it, you know, and it's been a while now. So that sort of surprised me. So I was wondering if they also just had anything to say about, you know, why I went through that or you know, all those years ago, or why I'm going through the emotional matter now. So for anything else that they think, you know, I should know.
Right. Well, what they want you to know is that they want you to take some time today for reflection. They really want you to take some time today to reflect how much you have changed and how much you have grown since this challenge of the ovarian cancer. One thing that that we don't give ourselves is a great deal of credit. You know, once things have passed, then we move on, as we are a lot of the times human doings and not human beings. And they really want you to pat yourself on the back and celebrate today, as you have changed so much in the last few years, and you're not that same person anymore. So they really want you to applaud yourself and congratulate how far you've come. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And once again, a card just popped out on the floor. Hang on. Oh my gosh, Stephanie. The first card for you is a sun card. Oh my gosh, there's only one sun card in the whole deck. And the sun card is saying that, it's like, you have found the light. You have found the illumination and this shining, radiant light inside of you. And so what that's doing now, and on the anniversary of your discovered or having ovarian cancer, is that from now on, your health is improving. Your relationships are improving. Everything will be improving in your life. And it's shining this radiance. And what you're doing is you're creating this wonderful, they're showing me this huge sunflower of this field of sunflowers in your life. And these fairies are dancing around the maypole. They are so excited to see how they will create their new life. And that's what the Posse of Angels really wish for you to do, is put your emphasis on what you're creating now. The next card is the Seven of Cups. And the Seven of Cups, this little fairy lady happens to be, trying on different hats. She has many choices. And they want you to know that because you've let go of the compass of life and because you've allowed life to give to you, I mean, just some of the stories which you have shared with us on Angel Healing House radio program, you've opened to receive in so many wonderful ways, and life has given to you, and you are going to continue to receive so many wonderful choices. And the next card for you, lovely Stephanie, is the Six of Wands. And this is the triumph card, the victory card, the card of being recognized and rewarded. Rewarded for all of your reflection and your hard work and your ability to change and to blossom into the beautiful butterfly that you are now. Just enough time to pick one more card from our mystical deck, which is this one. And it's Seven Heavenly Virtues, the Keys to Goodness. And this one is, because you practice hope and faith and trust and unconditional love and forgiveness and all of these beautiful virtues, now you're creating the heavenly life that you wish to live, and it's going to be just opening up for you. Having the Sun card and the Six of Cups in a reading is very fortuitous. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you. And I saw a few years ago when I was in Italy a field of sunflowers while I was driving by in a bus. And it was such an amazing, amazing image that stayed with me. And when you said that before, it kind of brought back that happy memory of seeing that. And I know you like Italy, too. You talked about your Italian villa. So
yes.
I thought that was really a sweet image. I loved it.
And every time, Stephanie, you have changed so much in the time that I've known you. Every time you find yourself veering back a little bit to past times, close your eyes and just imagine those Tuscan hills and that sea of sunflowers, and you can't help but be absolutely happy. Maybe we shared a past life in Italy, who knows, but certainly we don't have time for that now. Take care and have an absolutely beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, you too. Bye.
And that just about brings us to the end of the program. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to listeners and watchers on Facebook Live TV. Please remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And please do go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com, to have a look at the extraordinary channeled books that I wrote because I followed God's compass, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my wonderful autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and there I am with my face on the cover. All the information is there. And as we are going into June, do remember that you and you alone can fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I do look so forward to connecting and speaking with you next week. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye. Thank you.